Welcome to Insights for Manufacturing, a podcast that supports the UK manufacturing sector. Hosted by Jeff Beecham, the manufacturer's recruiter. Hello and welcome to Insights for Manufacturing. I'm delighted to welcome my guest today, Peter Williamson, who is the CEO of Automate UK. Delighted to welcome you to the show, Peter. How are you keeping?
All good, thanks. Thanks, Jeff, and thanks for having me.
You're very welcome. Now, I know there's lots of exciting things that we're going to be talking about today. You know, we're going to be talking about the second annual Automation UK exhibition, which is coming up next week on the 18th and 19th of June over in Coventry. But before we start discussing that, it's been 6 months or so since the sort of rebranding of the PPMA group of companies to Automate UK. So can you just really start off the sort of conversation by, you know, sharing a little bit about what that journey's been like? You know, exciting times.
Yeah, I mean, so for some time the board have been discussing around the association and the brand and the name and what it means. And I think the one thing that we found is that outside of the PPMA, not a lot of people understood really what the PPMA was all about. So having a brand that was clear and that said exactly what our members do was very, very important. And what we did, we looked across the three associations that are part of the group, which is PPMA, UKIVA, which is the Industrial Vision, and BARA, which is the Automation Robotics Association.
Yeah.
And we looked at that alongside the process and the packaging machinery, and we felt that automation was really the common thread across all of those associations and the services and products that members offered.
Hmm.
So we wanted to make sure that we had this kind of common name that said, this is what our members do. And I think there's still an element of making that really resonate with the more traditional process packaging members.
Yeah.
And for them to really feel that the PPMA still absolutely continues to exist as is under the Automate banner and still kind of does what the PPMA members needed to do. But it's been a really interesting process in that Automate as a brand has helped us gain a lot more recognition in the wider world. Certainly timely with what's happening politically at the moment, but we're finding it a lot easier to engage politically. If you contact someone and say you're from Automate UK, they understand what you're talking about. If you contact them and say you're from the PPMA group of associations, by the time you've explained it, you've lost them. And that's unfortunate. But that's kind of the reality. So, yeah, it's been very good from that perspective. It's helped us engage a lot more closely with Make UK and support them with their ambitions and aims.
Yeah.
I've become the chair of the Affiliate Partner Board, which is the associations that form like an advisory board within Make UK. And, you know, we've been really pleased to see that Make UK have adopted, the use of and greater adoption of automation as one of their key policy points that they've put in their manifesto, and really echoes a lot of the things that we've put in our manifesto for automation. And I think it's just helped us gain more recognition in other events and contributing into more sort of wider industry discussions. So it feels like, as I've grown within the role and as the Automate UK brand has grown, we're kind of getting involved in other things and other areas that we might not have done historically. So, lots still to do, but a very positive start.
Brilliant. So, well, I have to say, I mean, Automate UK, it just rolls off the tongue naturally, doesn't it? You know, it's short and punchy and says what it is. And excellent choice. So we'll see what else unfolds throughout the rest of the year. So what actually inspired the creation of this upcoming Automation UK exhibition? Because this is the second one, right? You had the inaugural Automation UK event last year. How's that sort of evolved since, you know, last year's, first exhibition? And, you know, what was the inspiration behind it?
So, I mean, ultimately, the PPMA exists as a result of a group of people that got together and went, I don't really like the exhibitions that are out there for processing and packaging. Let's create our own exhibition. And out of that evolved an industry association. Now, that industry association probably does have the reputation of being more of a a show company than an actual association doing the other kind of industry association bits. And
Yeah.
to go back to my previous answer, that's part of the reason why we did the rebrand, to kind of differentiate the shows and the association stuff. But the PPMA show really is the lifeblood that funds and supports our organisation. It's grown and it's developed. It's added membership, and it's gained a very solid reputation.
Yeah.
Now that's great for the PPMA, but what about for UKIVA and BARA members? So we've had the MVC that's existed for about 7 or 8 years prior to last year's show, but co-locating that with a brand new show for purely for suppliers of robotics and automation, we felt would help us do two things. One, provide a show purely for the benefit of our members to promote their products to an audience that exists outside of our traditional PPMA audience, which is mainly sure. food and pharmaceutical.
Yep.
But also, we felt that we would engage with a far wider audience and probably encourage far more member companies or companies to come on board as members when they realise that this show is run for their benefit. And yeah. We've certainly seen that, and we've had some growth in both BARA and UKIVA membership since we've launched the show. The show this year is going to be approximately double the size of the show last year.
Wow.
Much more technology and live demonstrations on show. And actually, alongside the Automation UK, we've got the Machine Vision Conference, which will be similar sort of size to what it was last year. Very good balance of practical demonstrations and exhibition alongside a conference agenda, which talks about, the latest topics and developments and evolutions in vision technology.
Yeah. Well, it certainly sounds exciting. I'm definitely going to be attending next week, I think probably on Tuesday, but I shall certainly be there. And I'm always a little bit, not bewildered, but just, I don't know. It's hard to explain the level of excitement I get walking around these exhibition halls with all of the technology and, meeting people and, catching up on one or two, whether they're seminars or talks. There's just so much on offer. And, being a technical oriented show as well, I I'm sure there's going to be a real buzz about the place. It'll be the first one I've been to in Coventry as well. So really excited about that. So in terms of this year's Automation UK exhibition, then I know it's at the CBS Arena in Coventry. What can attendees expect from the show? I mean, are there any particular themes or, I've seen some of the, exhibitors on a list, but what can visitors expect?
So fundamentally, the Automation UK show is designed to give robot and automation equipment manufacturers a platform to promote their products to
yep.
potential users of automation and robotics. And I'm really pleased to say that we've had really, really strong support from the membership. And all of the major robot brands that have a footprint in the UK are exhibiting their products there. So there will be a really good wide range of robotic and automation equipment showing actual practical demonstrations. And this is the one thing that I think is great within our membership that's evolved, is that they're not just there to show a robot. They're there to show the applications and the solutions that a robot or automated solutions can provide.
Yeah.
So I think, whether there's a particular trend or theme, I'm not so sure within what the people will be demonstrating at the show. But what you will find is some really good practical examples of how businesses can take the technology that's available and adopt it into their manufacturing processes.
Yeah.
And, that obviously, because the show is co-located with the Machine Vision Conference, although there's more of a conference element to it, you still have exactly the same process there with the show, people demonstrating practical real life examples of how vision technology can benefit manufacturers.
Yeah, I'm sure there'll be something for everybody there. And I mean, we'll get on to some of the, I suppose, benefits of businesses attending that maybe, aren't adopters yet of automation. But, as you say, with all the different sort of applications, it's almost like there are no bounds to the applications that robotics and automation can support. So yeah, I'm sure there's going to be a wide range of interest, and I'm sure thousands of questions, you know, for the technical representatives, you know, at the show, really. So any sort of key speakers or any special events outside of the, you know, the exhibitors?
Yeah, so we've got Automate UK has created in association with some other industry associations and other establishments, has created something called the UK Automation Forum.
Okay.
Which is basically a roundtable discussion of you know, industry experts talking about issues that are, and challenges that we face within the UK, and how the greater adoption of automation and robotics might support them. We've actually got our fourth event at Automation UK, and effectively there's a roundtable discussion on skills gap in manufacturing and what role automation has to play in sort of helping to plug that skills gap.
Yeah.
There's also a BARA roundtable, which will focus on, and again, it will be in industry experts from within the BARA community who will be talking on how businesses can use automation to drive greater efficiency. And then also within Automation UK, we've got a couple of keynote speakers. So we've got Mike Loughran from Rockwell Automation. He's their chief technical officer.
Okay.
And Vanessa Loyola from Colloy Automation. They're an Irish robot integration business. And that will be interspersed. Those keynotes will be interspersed with other sort of technology experts talking about latest trends in automation.
Brilliant.
Of course, next to that, we've got MPC. So again, similar sort of thing, keynote speakers there. We'll be launching our Vision Integrator scheme as part of the keynote program there. So basically a scheme that will support the highest standards in vision system integration in the UK. And again, a range of industry experts talking about developments and trends in the industry.
Okay, fantastic. And just on the topic of trends, for the benefit of any listeners or viewers for the podcast today, can you highlight, is there a single or a few sort of key trends in automation and robotics that businesses should be aware of? I suppose, you know, the organizations that are already, you know, adopting this technology probably will be, you know, either ahead of the curve or certainly, you know, knee deep in you know, addressing challenges and following trends. But the businesses that maybe aren't quite so involved, what are the key things that businesses should be aware of at the moment?
I think there's a couple of things. One's more of a social trend, and then one's more of a bit of a technology trend. So one of the things that we're really clearly seeing, and this is through our engagement and talking with end users, we're seeing that more and more businesses are really struggling to recruit, right? And you know, we talk to other industry associations, and they're saying the same thing within their industrial sectors.
Yeah,
that there are so many labour shortages out there that trying to recruit staff into certain roles is really, really challenging. And I think what we're seeing is that automation is being thought about and adopted in certain applications in a way that it's never been thought about before in the UK, because people have always been kind of, not all people, but there's been vast sections of manufacturing and other industries that have been quite slow on the uptake of automation technology.
Yeah.
Because it's always been easier just to throw cheap labour at it. Now that that's not so viable, you've got, you know, the necessity being the mother of all invention is quite a valid phrase at the moment. And so, you know, places like agriculture, the amount of automation that's been adopted in agriculture that never would have been considered before because it's a challenging environment.
Yeah.
So the trends that we're seeing are basically new applications, new industries, new opportunities looking at automation and trying to see how the technology that exists out there can be adopted within their particular, you know, in their particular sort of environment. The other trend I would say is that I think automation is becoming more and more accessible for more and more businesses. So probably driven by the first trend, but you know, that technology is moving forward, and I think one of the barriers that people have had around automation is that it's too complex, too challenging, and I think that's something that hopefully visitors that come to the show will see that actually it's far more attainable, than you might think, and far more flexible and easy to use than you might think.
Thanks for sharing that. And it's going to be really interesting to be on the ground at the exhibition and finding out what sort of questions or reservations some businesses might have. And that really leads me on to my next question. And that was around, as I said earlier, that there's a lot of businesses that are already, adopting robotics and automation. Some are really leading the pack. Others, it's a little bit like a staged progression, if you like, but still so many businesses out there. And I suppose particularly on the SME side, businesses that have, for whatever reason, had that reticence to take that leap of faith. And I'm sure, sometimes it comes down to budgets and not having the knowledge or the skills, whatever the reasons are, there are a lot of businesses that haven't really grasped the baton yet and maybe are still a little bit fearful of the unknown. So for those businesses, Peter, that maybe haven't taken that plunge, organizations that maybe wouldn't normally consider attending a show like Automation UK, why should they come? What's in it for them?
Yeah, so I mean, absolutely. First and foremost, they need to visit to see what is available, right? So, and probably a lot of the people that will attend the show will already be of the mindset that they need to look at it. Trying to encourage people that are not of the mindset to come along and see and try and hopefully change their mind would be the absolute ideal scenario. But businesses that do come along that haven't adopted automation, what we hope they'll gain out of coming along is to see that it just is that much more accessible. There are lots of barriers that people will perceive to adopting automation, that it's complex, that it's expensive, that it's fixed, that unless you've got huge levels of production, that you can't justify it. And actually, a lot of these barriers aren't really there anymore, aren't really that true. Yes, there's a cost involved. Yes, there's some complexity, but it's not anywhere near the levels that they were before. And actually, there's more and more businesses out there that are there to help SMEs and others new to automation to go through those steps and to kind of overcome those barriers. And one of the things that we're trying to do as an association is to really help change the conversation around automation and robotics and help change the culture that exists around it, so that people are far more open and less nervous and less anxious. The perception of robots taking jobs, that kind of thing. Trying to dismiss some of these things for what they are, which is really sort of outdated perceptions. I talked earlier about how few, or how many businesses are struggling to recruit. If you start by adopting automation to fill the roles that you can't filled with humans, you're going to be spending a long time doing that before you even get to the point where robots might start taking someone's job. So, that's the area where we would encourage people to start, and coming to the show would really help you on that journey.
And what sort of resources and information and in what sort of format will information be available to, for businesses new to automation? It's going to be a lot of people to talk to, but I guess if you were a business that maybe hasn't been to one of these exhibitions before, it could be a little bit bewildering. Where do you start? There's so much there on show and so many people to talk to. Have you got sort of like an early adopter's guide to how to get the most out of the
Funny,
exhibition experience?
yeah, I mean, maybe not. We're in the process of working on a guide for people that are taking the first steps into adopting automation. And maybe I can talk a little bit around that, so people might just have the right frame of mind when they turn up and arrive at the show. So I have to, first of all, be very careful to say this is absolutely not a criticism of any of the businesses that form up our membership or they'll be exhibiting at the show. But if you offer a certain type of solution, and a business comes on your stand, the solution that you can offer is going to be based around the technology that you have. So if you're a cobot supplier, you'll try and sell a cobot. If you're a Cartesian system supplier, you're going to try and sell a Cartesian system. If your technology is based around vision, you're going to try and solve the problem of vision. So trying to seek some, thoughts around the task that it is that you're trying to automate, or have a clear idea about what kind of processes you need to automate is very key. And there are resources out there in the world which give you some sort of independent guidance as to what technology works best in what sort of application. Having spent most of my career involved in selling cobots, I will tell you that they're great for certain things, but they're not good for other things. And having had experience of people contacting us, say, right, I want a cobot, but they actually want something to move 100 kilos at a speed that a cobot can't manage and with a level of accuracy. It's horses for courses. So I think people new to adopting automation would be well served to try and seek some independent advice as to what types of technology are out there and what certain things are good for and what certain things, aren't so good for. That would help give them a bit of an idea as when they go there to kind of how to engage with the people that are show. And that is a challenge. As an association, we will continue to work with people like MTC, with Innovate UK and other sort of Make UK, other government bodies as well, to kind of try and provide more independent areas of advice to help educate our end users so that they can engage with the providers of technology in the most effective way.
Okay, and from your own perspective, and I know you, as you just said, you've had a lengthy career within automation already. What excites you most about the future of automation and robotics, particularly here in the UK?
In the UK, right, so I'm going to trot out some statistics which aren't very pleasant, but we do it every time we talk about it. We're the eighth biggest manufacturing nation, and yet one of the few measures that exists for sort of adoption of automation is robot density. We're 25 in the world, so eighth biggest manufacturer, 25th biggest or most effective adopter of robotics, which kind of tells you that we make a lot of things, but we're reliant on labor to do it. And we maybe could be more efficient if we had a great reduction of automation processes. So the thing that excites me the most is that there are lots of opportunities out there in the UK for businesses to adopt the technology and for our members to sell their technology, which is clearly what they want to do, that will ultimately have a positive impact on overall productivity within UK manufacturing. And to be perfectly honest, how we as an association can support getting the right end users in front of the right suppliers of technology so that everyone benefits, it is actually, the thing that excites me most about my role over the next, few years.
And as you said earlier, so much more to be done in the sector. We're way behind. I mean, 25th. I mean, my goodness, eighth from a manufacturing output perspective, but 25th in terms of robotics adoption. For me, and I'm not an engineer or manufacturer myself, I've been in and around the industry for 25 years, but it doesn't take a genius to work out that, but by moving those figures a little bit closer, get that 25, down to, wouldn't it be great to get it down to single digits, but we're a million miles away from that. But it's just getting the needle moved a bit quicker, isn't it? Because there has been a sort of an increase in uptake over the last sort of 5 to 10 years, but obviously not enough and not quick enough and not enough volume. So
And I think, what's happened more recently in the UK has probably necessitated a greater uptake in automation purely because of the statistics around around the challenges of the labour force. So, you know, that it's that that drives it more than anything, and that will, you know, hopefully that real need will help overcome some of those more long-standing objections, which probably are less and less relevant, you know, as time goes by.
Well, thanks for sharing that, Peter. And I've just got a one more question for you. But before I ask you that, I just wanted to bring to the viewers and listeners' attention to the show again, Automation UK, 18th to 19th of June at the CBS Arena in Coventry. And if I'm correct, the website is www.automation-uk.co.uk. That's for the show.
That's correct.
Okay. And then the Automate UK website is simply automate-uk.com.
That's correct. Yeah. And
Great.
obviously, if you head to the automate-uk.com, you'll see that will link you back to the automation show as well as the machine vision conference.
Great. And people, if you haven't already registered, they can pop onto one of those two websites and follow the instructions.
Absolutely. Yeah. And of course, it's free to attend. So, yeah, it'd be great to see as many people there as possible.
Brilliant. Okay. So I've just during this was an unscheduled question, so I'd love to
Put
do
me on the
these things
spot. That's
a
all
little
right.
bit off the cuff. But as we were talking there, you know, about some of the trends and some of the statistics, I just had a thought in my mind about what you guys are doing at Automate UK. You mentioned other sort of collaborations and sort of proximity to things like, you know, MTC, Make UK, and all of those great organizations. I've had the thought of are you or do you have any sort of interaction or collaboration with other global similar organizations, you know, to sort of, I don't know, either share best practice or grab some ideas from somewhere else? I mean, what does that landscape look like for you?
Yeah, I mean, so we've got long-standing relationships with equivalent associations outside of the UK, whether it be PPMA, BARA, or UKIVA. Their equivalents, particularly in the US, we've got some very strong connections with like A3,
Okay.
who is an association for both vision, automation, and robotics. PMMI, who's the packaging machinery association. We work closely with a lot of the European packaging associations and share practice with them. Same in Australia as well and other parts of the world. And really, probably the biggest benefit that we have of working with these associations is much like us, they run shows and exhibitions within their markets. And what we're looking to do working closely with these associations is to provide opportunities for our members to you know, to go and attend some of these trade shows overseas, hopefully in a more efficient and more cost-effective way as part of a group with Automate UK, but also to share industry reports and we collaborated with the PMMI on a global packaging report, which is all of our members can access. We contribute to the IFR, who's the Institute for robotics globally, and help them with their statistics as well. So, you know, there's more and more we're trying to do globally to kind of see where we can be better to support our members here in the UK. But by the same token, understanding that the UK is a pretty unique market in its own right in some ways, and making sure that what we do is relevant for us here, not just you know, not just doing, you know, the culture in the UK is different to the culture in States, in Germany, etc. So we've got to be mindful of that, of course.
Fantastic. And it's great to see that, you know, you're taking that holistic approach. You're absolutely right. You know, we are, you know, we're in our own bubble here, really, in the UK. We have got our own culture and ways of doing things and challenges. But it's also good to, you know, have another eye on another part of the world and see if there is anything to glean from it. So, well,
Absolutely.
Peter, it's been a fantastic discussion. That pretty much wraps up, you know, today's episode of Insights for Manufacturing. I hope you've enjoyed joining me today.
I have indeed. Thanks very much for having me, Jeff.
You're very welcome. So thanks again to Peter Williamson, CEO at Automate UK. Don't forget to visit Automation UK, the exhibition at the CBS Arena Coventry on the 18th and 19th of June. And thank you for listening. Look out for the next episode of Insights for Manufacturing, and see you next time. Bye-bye.